We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
To the radio show with the host that's considered the L. Ron Hubbard of radio.
I am the host in the morning. I am the guest in the afternoon.
Yeah. I look over and he's bent over, winding up his hose.
Excuse me, sir, but your moose knuckle is in the salsa.
Oh, is that brisket? Nope, Byers.
Captain Light Switch Lyndon Byers with sports.
I try and bring the C-plus game.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes, traffic.
It's non-sequitur time.
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien.
Want an LB story?
Nope.
Nancy know-it-all newswoman Danielle.
I love frequent sex. Like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone.
Oh, my God. I had the biggest lady boner on the planet.
Danielle, yes. I'll be back when I got.
Oh, it's so big.
And the angriest nerd in the galaxy, Mark Hsu. Mike Hsu.
I also love watching paint dry.
I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos.
Is that cred?
Yeah, the street cred.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Who's checking these people? I mean, nobody knows anything, and you can't talk to them.
You are the only morning show to listen to in the Boston market.
Is it 10 yet?
Save it for the book.
Friday?
Yes, it is. It's actual Friday.
What do you mean actual? Oh, not LB Friday.
Correct.
It's actual Friday.
Any day of the week.
Speaking of LB, a texter says that LB in that interview yesterday from the hospital sounded like our 101-year-old friend Larry when he was...
Larry sounds better.
Larry sounds better?
Yeah.
Well, here's a text. I think this might be a Jinx text. Maybe I shouldn't read this. This text message on the text line, which is 97107, says that the texter just teared up a little bit when they thought of a morning show without LB.
I think he sounds
like he's on the road to recovery. Yeah. So that is good news. I don't know. I'm not on the road to recovery. I got either allergies or I'm getting like Legionnaire's disease. I'm not sure. I don't know which it is, but you're going to have to put up with my quickly disintegrating voice quality throughout the whole entire show.
I think that's called working too much.
You think it is?
I think you're having too many conversations, too many chats, in too many loud venues.
You're going to yell over people.
You had a busy week this week, I feel.
I've had back-to-back event things, and maybe you're right. I don't know. I like talking to people, Danielle. And
I know you can't stand it.
So, all right. Well, it is a Friday. Welcome to your show. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could do so on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 617-931-1223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And this texter would like to know if any of us schlepped our way over to the hospital to visit Lindy yesterday.
I did not have time.
I couldn't make it there. I wanted to, but I had to be somewhere. So unfortunately, no. Is he getting out today?
I think he's getting out today.
Okay.
He said he'd be home for the weekend.
I don't know if he was. How do you have a heart procedure? I guess it's modern medicine, but
right, yeah.
How do you have a heart procedure and then you're out and back at the medicator, hanging out in the garage with the fellas by the very next afternoon or 24 or 48 hours later? I don't know. I'd love to see the instruction list that the doctor gave LB upon leaving.
The discharge paperwork.
Yeah, about what he's supposed to do, what he's supposed to change when it comes to his lifestyle.
Now, Mrs. Byers, it's very important. That was one of the most frequent. That was the most frequent theme of the responses that I got to the Instagram story I put up saying that, you know, LB's going to be in the hospital for a few days, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, brutal, funny when he called in, but man, that guy's got to make some changes to his lifestyle. Like 20 different people messaged me that. I was like, yeah, yes, he does.
I miss Instagram. I got to figure that out.
Let's get that fixed today, please.
I'm gonna focus on that over the weekend. I haven't had 5 seconds to try to figure out whether I need to update my iOS or get more gigabytes or megabytes or potato chip bites or I don't know. I have got to sort that out because I miss Instagram.
I'm just gonna say this. I don't mean it in a condescending manner, but I know you. Don't you dare show up at that Apple store without a Genius Bar reservation.
I'm going to. I'm going to try to.
Look, I know it's Saturday and you're busy, but do you think you have somebody who could just maybe help me install this for 5 minutes?
I'm going to, after listening to what Kanye West said with the president yesterday, I'm going to go over there and at the Apple store and see if I can order the first iPlane. Because Kanye apparently is creating the iPlane.
Okay.
And we'll hear, there's a lot to hear when it comes to the president and Kanye West meeting yesterday. And during the 7 o'clock hour, I think we can spend a few moments analyzing just what exactly went on between the two of them and their White House meeting yesterday. So we'll get to that. During the 7 o'clock hour this morning, 1 hour away from now, I am giving away Red Sox playoff tickets. So the ALCS underway at Fenway tomorrow night, and I have a pair of tickets to give away to see the Sox and Houston at Friendly Fenway. We will do that during the 7 o'clock hour this morning. What are you laughing about?
774 text. If LB writes a book, is it a novel or a coloring book?
I think it would probably
coupons.
It should be one of those choose your own adventure books.
Oh.
It's like, what should I do? Go to the medicator or take Will to karate?
Right. Yeah.
Here's somebody asking the medical question that most people have been thinking, but nobody is asking.
Uh-huh.
If you have a heart problem, why is your earmuffs, kids?
Yes.
Why is your junk bleeding?
Yeah, that might have been the non-cardio related issue that presented itself.
Okay.
Maybe he's got a kidney stone or a bladder infection or I don't.
Ugh.
Poor guy's a mess.
I mean, when you described that yesterday, it completely caught me off guard because I wasn't aware that he pulled his bleeding penis out.
How do you think I felt being caught off guard? I was like, I don't need proof. You don't need to prove this to me.
When was this? When he was walking out of the building.
The
morning that he tried to come in, Wednesday morning.
Yeah. He was one of our assistant producers was helping him out. He was sweating profusely. I was like, "Bud, what's the matter?" Like, went to get him a chair from the little, you know, patio area till one of the guys pulled up to take him to the hospital. And he's like, "Babe, I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm bleeding profusely from my penis." And then proceeds to pull the shorts down. I'm like, "Guy, I believe you. Just sit down. Let's get you to the hospital. Get you checked out."
The strangest part of that interview yesterday was when he said, "You know, it's normal, I'm paraphrasing, but everybody bleeds from their penis every week. You have a little bit of blood coming out of your penis every once in a while. No, no, that's not. No,
that's
everybody.
Not normal.
No, everybody doesn't. No, no. 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 All right. Well, anyway, more on LB, I'm sure, as the morning moves along.
Oh, did you just call him a moron?
No. At 7:20, this week's Hillman Huddle with Shaq Mason of the New England Patriots. So Hillman Huddle at 7:20. And at 8:30 this morning, comedian Josh Wolf will be in the studio with us, and he is hilarious. So Josh will be in here at about 8:30 on today's show. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave a voicemail message right now on the ALCS or on Lindy's medical condition or on any other topic, and the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Today's weather, it's raining in some places this morning, but it's going to be cloudy and there may be a little bit of sun out this afternoon. Temperature will be 63 for a high today. Just a heads up, some of you will experience temperatures in the 30s overnight.
All right. Good sleeping weather, kids.
Sorry.
Pop that window open.
Sorry. Old man winter is right around the corner.
We've been lucky. So,
we had 3 days of fall.
Pretty much.
You're welcome.
All right. Coming up in just a moment, potato chip rage leads to violence.
Ooh.
And the comfort squirrel woman has spoken.
Of course.
And it's not you, Danielle. I'm talking about the lady with the comfort squirrel on the plane. And I think she's nuts. And also, what a man saw on Google Street View that led to a divorce, unfortunately. Oh. Huh. We will get to all of that and today's news coming right up here on the Friday Hillman Morning Show. Coming up next hour, I have Red Sox tickets to give away for game number one at Fenway tomorrow. And Mr. Baseball believes that this is going to be a full seven-game series, I believe you said yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You have the... You have your beloved Red Sox going all the way?
All the way.
Okay.
Well, through this series.
So, will you stop with the pessimism?
Sorry, I'm a real fan. I can't be 100%. They'll just break my heart again.
Aww.
We are giving those tickets away during the 7 o'clock hour, and I'm going to make it easy, and I'm going to select the 25th caller so that those of you who are listening on the radio.com app have time to quickly call and try to win a pair of tickets for Fenway. Tomorrow night, game one, Sox, Houston. I was thinking on the way in this morning about television, as I often am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm normally thinking about two things when driving, food and television.
Okay.
But I was wondering where the television ratings will end up on Sunday with game two of the ALCS and a very exciting Patriots-Chiefs game on Sunday night. What is your guess early on about who ends up getting the better rating on Sunday night in this city?
That's a tough one because it's the playoffs.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I would normally think...
A lot of drama.
I mean, it's a regular season Patriots game.
But it's a good team.
But it's a great Kansas City team. It's an undefeated Kansas City team that comes to Foxborough on Sunday. I don't know. Which one are you going to watch? Text in and tell me. Or are you going to be working the Xfinity voice remote and going back and forth based on which game is more interesting.
Yeah. Have extra batteries ready.
Speaking of television, the NFL ratings are actually up for the first time in a few years.
They are?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
I think it is more than likely because there have been some really good games. Mm-hmm. There have been a bunch of games this year that have been extremely close and have gone into OT in the NFL, and in the NFL, which is not very common.
Right. Do you think that jump would be even higher were it not for the people who have sworn off the NFL because of the anthem controversy? Do you think that has factored into it at all?
Well, I don't get what you're saying.
So, like, people who, after the whole anthem thing, that said they weren't going to watch any NFL games at all.
Right.
So, do you think that the ratings would have been even higher had we not had those people that dropped off and said they weren't going to watch the games? So, we had a bit of an uptick in the ratings. Do you think it would have been more if that hadn't happened?
I'm not understanding your question. You're LBing me this morning. Okay. I'm not understanding what your question
people
is.
People stopped watching, some people, and I think you've mentioned one or two people that you know, stopped watching all NFL games because of kneeling for the anthem.
Right.
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 So if that hadn't happened, do you think this boost that's happened in the NFL ratings over the last year would have been even bigger?
Well, I think what the assumption is that people would make is that those people are back to watching the NFL
right.
now, I think is what they're, I would guess.
Do you think Do you think there's enough people in the Cleveland area that made up for this now that they've actually won?
No, I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
And they're getting their free beer? And,
No, I don't. Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
Here's a text that says, Patriots, depending on how good the Sox play on Saturday night, I may flip back and forth a little bit. Let's see. This is why. Here's a 508 text that says, "This is why the Red Sox put Price on the mound Sunday, so people don't mind if they miss that game, so they can watch the Patriots game." Well, maybe.
I don't know.
I think they had to put they wanted to make sure that Price was on the mound at Fenway, so mm-hmm. as to try to keep him somewhat mentally stable with a home crowd as opposed to pitching on the road.
I think if they knocked him down to fourth like I wanted, I was thinking about this yesterday, it would have destroyed him mentally.
You think so?
Yeah. I think
you,
just,
really?
He would have been totally useless. At least this way, maybe we'll get a few innings out of him.
Let's see. Here's a 774 texter. I have picture in picture.
Oh, nice.
Excuse me.
Awesome.
That still exists.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, 978 text that says, I believe that the ratings dropped off and then came back because people were tired of missing football. I mean, that could be one of the reasons. I don't know. All right. Let's see. Oh, well, how do you feel about Scott from Weymouth? You say no?
Timer. Put him on a timer.
30-second timer because it's Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a rando ding Friday. I wonder when LB comes back after his heart procedure, is he going to be able to operate the rando ding button, or is that going to be too much physical exertion for somebody with a bad heart?
I don't want to push it.
He's
got a lot of work lifting your arm and bringing it back down.
He's going to have all kinds of excuses because every time anybody asks him to do anything, he can just say his ticker is
bad
not
ticker.
He's got a bad ticker. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's up? LB, if you're listening, kid, hang in there. I recommend 2 nips of vodka and an orange juice, and you'll be okay.
No.
It's that time of year. Everyone's getting sick in the next month. The seasons are changing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pats versus Sox. Very interesting. Now, educate me, Greg. What time are the games? Are they actually facing off against each other?
Yes. I mean, the Sox, I believe, get underway at 8, that game?
I think
and then
that's
the
8 o'clock.
Patriots, it ends up being 8:30 by the time that Sunday night game starts. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Actually. So what do I think? I say playoff, this is tough. I would say the Pats will get them in the ratings. I'll bet you a bottle of beer, Greg, okay? And I'll tell you why. Because the Sox are playing Houston. If they were playing the Yankees, that'd be another ball game. No pun intended.
All right.
Sox game is 7:09, by the way.
7.
I love when they do that.
7:09. So Sox are on an hour earlier. I stand corrected.
Also,
yes.
I have figured out a very effective reason why I can now swear off Scott from Weymouth completely. He said Patriots versus Chiefs.
Oh, you don't like that?
No.
You like the
versus.
You want the actual versus.
Yes, please.
All right. I apologize in advance. I either have, as I mentioned earlier, Legionnaire's disease.
Great. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, awesome. Breathe that way.
Or a cold or allergies. Although I think the allergies would have gone away with the rain. But I don't know.
Let's check the WebMD app and see.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Low dust and very low ragweed. That's all you get, bud.
So it's not allergies.
I don't think so.
So it could be streptococcal pneumonia or something like that, or what? What is that? What
Streptococcus?
Is that? Is that Kitty's cousin?
All right. It is 6:28. This texter says false, Greg. I don't know what that means. What are they saying false about? Do you have any idea?
No clue.
Oh, okay. About Legionnaires? All right. I'm just kidding. I don't have Legionnaires disease.
Were you using hyperbole there,
yes,
sir?
Yes, I was.
Were you exaggerating?
Yes, I was. Here's a text that says Scott also said vodka and OJ. Well, he's an
asshole. That's an asshole.
Right?
I let that slide. Yeah. I got a chuckle out of that. But the verse thing?
Here's somebody who wasn't listening when LB called in yesterday, so now I'm going to have to update his medical condition all day long here on the show. They want to know what happened. So he had something done to his heart. We don't even know exactly what the procedure was that was done to his heart, because I couldn't understand it yesterday. Could you?
Catheter ablation is what Annie told me, so I'm going with that.
But what does that mean?
They had to run a line up from his groin up to his heart.
And then do what?
It either removes scar tissue or something that's blocking the electrical pathways for the transmission of the electrical signals, I think. I don't know.
But then
I'm not
a
doctor.
He said after the procedure that he has the heart of a 19-year-old athlete or something.
Disagree.
And then dog ears.
And then he said that his liver checked out and his liver was 100% A-plus perfect, which I'm not sure. I don't know that I could. I don't know. How could that
possibly. Did he get a new one?
How could that possibly be?
Sometimes they withhold information.
From the patient?
Just to,
I don't think they're supposed to withhold information from the patient.
I don't know until they check with others. Maybe they're trying to get a second opinion.
I texted him yesterday afternoon and asked how he was doing. And he said, taking it very easy, but the super duper new heart made me really happy.
Did he think he got a transplant?
I don't.
They'd bump him to the top of the list. I don't even think he fits the criteria for getting one. They're like, Mr. Byers, we're sorry, but no.
Yeah. I don't think he has a new heart. I mean,
it's new to him.
I think it's like your walkway midwinter when it gets down to, you're tired of shoveling. There's been 14 storms and it's finally down to just one little path area with all kinds of ice and all that other stuff. So you clear that one little area out, you can make it by, but most likely you're going to stumble at some point. I think that's more that I don't think he got a brand new. He didn't get a baboon heart or something, did he?
No. No. He hired a plow guy.
let's see. This is Donkelino on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Donkelino?
Morning, everybody. I'd like to do a rando ding.
Yes.
For Chiquette Trucking.
Okay.
And I'd also like to make a statement for LB.
Yes.
Hey, kid. You're not healthy if you're not healthy.
You're not healthy. You're not healthy if you're not healthy. let's see. Here's a text that says LB is a former Boston Bruin and therefore goes right to the top of the heart transplant list. So maybe he did. Maybe he did have a transplant. We just don't know about it.
They didn't even give him a ring. You think they're going to give him a heart transplant?
Right?
Yeah. Well, they said he couldn't sharpen his skates for free anymore in the locker room. You think they're going to put him on the top of the heart transplant list? Right. I don't think so. This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, crew.
What's up, Mark?
So LB had a catheter ablation.
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
I didn't hear it, but I just heard you mention that.
Yes.
I had the same procedure done myself a couple years ago. And what they do is they find a nerve from my best understanding, from what the doctor told me, is a nerve that misfires and it causes your heart to beat out of control. One valve pumps in faster than the other valves can pump out.
Yes.
So you can end up, I ended up with a 220 heart rate. They go up inside your heart, they find that nerve, and all they do is they either freeze it or they cauterize it, and they stop that from happening. And it's a very common procedure. I know 12-year-old kids that have had that done.
Yeah.
So alcohol does contribute to a lot of it, and it has reduced my drinking quite a bit, unfortunately. I don't have as much fun as I used to. That's a quick take on that.
What are you down to? What do you have, one drink a week or something like that? Or what do you do?
Yeah, I still have a couple every day, but I mean, he's not going to be doing a bottle of Crown every day, I'll tell you that.
All right. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right. A texter wants to know if we think girls participate in sneeting. That was the name of it yesterday.
Yes, sneeting.
In order to get tickets to Red Sox playoff games and high-profile sporting events. Do you think they do that?
And concerts?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
So it's not only expensive dinners.
Yeah.
It would be like the Red Sox playoff games this weekend.
There's like if you're going to the game and the first question out of her mouth is, where are the seats, instead of yes or no, I'll go. That's, I mean, I'm a seat snob, so that would be my first question, but I've already pre-decided at that point whether or not, you know, I want to be with you. But they'll pull that. And so is it like, are you sitting like in the bottom section, or are you like up with the people in the back of the wall? Like where, and I don't want that like 99 because you can't see anything and you get a neck cramp. I want to be behind the dugout.
Here's a text which says, LB announcing that he has a brand new heart is like Shu believing that he has a brand new engine in the Corolla after getting an oil change. Yes.
I would say that's very good.
Yeah. What do you have, almost 300,000 miles on the Corolla?
I got about 4,000 to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LB probably about... I would say he's put his body through about 300,000 miles worth of...
I'd say way more than that.
Worth of lots of things. Yeah. Let's see. Here's a text that says, concerts, yes. Sporting events, no. No, I don't...
Do you have a vagina? That's fake news.
I think there are women who would do some sneeting in order to be at this at the Sox game tomorrow night or Sunday. I'm sure they would.
They're mostly pink hats.
Well, the sneeters
can't go through the roster.
They don't know anybody who's currently playing.
I don't know who
on this
that
Red Sox
is.
Team.
Yeah. Oh my God, is that Trot Nixon? That was the last time she watched a game when Trot was playing.
Let's see. I don't know what this means. Sneeting was the talk of Danielle on the Maddie and Nick show yesterday afternoon. Oh, maybe they believe that you were sneeting Stiz Grimy to get a good meal.
At the wedding we went
to? A
yeah, that makes sense. I drove. That makes plenty of sense. Sure.
Here's somebody who wasn't listening yesterday. What is sneeting? Sneeting we discussed yesterday on the show, and it is a new common thing. I don't know. Maybe it's not that new. Maybe it's been done since the dawn of time, as LB would say. But
we have a name for it now. So
yeah,
it's a fish.
Yeah, now it's there's an official name for it. It is when a woman goes to a nice dinner with a man, but has absolutely no intention of dating him or has no attraction to him.
Yeah.
She just wants the amazing dinner.
Not even the obligatory post-dinner hookup.
Right. She just wants a great meal.
Is that me too? I shouldn't have said
what
that.
What was that?
Well, listen, we've discussed it on the show before. That stuff aside, there are a lot of women who feel obligated to do the sympathy hookup after a nice date. The put out.
Here's a 617 text that says, this is from a woman, I would do vile things to go to Sunday night's Pats game. Well, see, there you go.
Wow.
There's somebody who finds it obligatory, I guess, as you said.
What if it's up in the 300s? You know, what if the seats
that's
aren't that great?
Car.
Would you still do vile things?
It's not vile things. She'll do casual things, but vile things require luxury suite tickets, I would assume.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
300s are basically an R&T in the car. That's what you're getting.
Here's a text that says, yesterday afternoon on Maddie and Nick, Stizzo, yo! Stiz was referring to the extravagant breakfast production date. He paid for breakfast after the wedding.
We didn't go to breakfast after the wedding. Nice try, though.
Wait a second. He was telling everybody that you guys had breakfast after the wedding.
No.
Why would he make something up?
Radio.
I don't know. So you guys.
All right. So you guys, we're gonna come back. We're gonna make a bit out of this.
So wait, you didn't have breakfast together?
No, that would have assumed that we had spent the night together, which definitely didn't happen.
Well, I don't know.
Not that I don't love my Staniel, but no, that's fake news.
Do we have any leftover lie detectors from the Supreme Court nomination hearings that we could put on Danielle and find out if there was...
Guy, if anyone in here could pass a lie detector test.
It would be you. Wait a minute, what you're saying is you're a good liar?
I'm a psycho.
You're a...
Yeah, sociopath.
Oh, yeah, you're a psycho.
I am not. I care. I have a soft side. I might have like a hint of narcissism.
You're not as crazy as Comfort Squirrel Lady. That's for sure. She's Comfort Squirrel Lady has spoken.
Yeah.
Do you want to get to the story?
Yeah, we might as well.
Okay. Comfort Squirrel Lady has spoken. We talked about her on the show the other day because she was getting on Frontier Airlines and insisted on bringing her emotional support squirrel on with her. And they said, no go on that.
Yeah, no.
We don't want
no rodents.
We don't want your rodent running around the plane under everybody's feet and people's
pooping
hair.
It for random.
Right. And so now she has spoken up about how angry she is about this. What is her name?
Cindy Turok.
Okay, let's hear what she had to say yesterday.
So we either you walk off the plane or I'm going to arrest you. There will be trespassing warrants issued for you. And we will take that squirrel. I said, you're not taking my squirrel. Sorry. You are not. I refuse. You will not take my baby from me. I politely informed them I will own a big portion of this airline. I'm going for blood. I am going all the way. I am contacting an attorney and take it from there.
Now, first of all, few things on this. People who say I am contacting an attorney are not contacting an attorney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. If
you either have an attorney or you don't.
Right.
It doesn't take weeks to contact an attorney.
Right.
There are thousands of them.
Yeah.
In fact, oftentimes they come out and ambulance chase their way to contacting you.
Right.
Secondly, I believe that she is nuttier than squirrel poop. Okay. The lady is.
Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
The lady is. Does she have her squirrel back? With his?
She has a squirrel back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what does she care? I mean, kind of, you know.
I have gotten more texts, more tweets, more DMs. People I haven't heard from in years. I see the name pop up on my phone. I'm like, oh, what's up? Oh, my buddy Chuck's texting me. Bam. Is your phone blowing up with this? I'm like, yep.
What, about the squirrel lady?
Oh, yep.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't understand how this texter wants to know. We talked about this briefly the other day. How can a wild animal that doesn't want to be anywhere near you be an emotional support comfort animal?
Well, if you raise them from when they're little, sometimes they stay docile and you maybe put a harness on them and walk them around the block. I don't recommend it. I think they're dicks, but whatever.
Yeah, you just keep feeding them. They know where the food comes from, you know?
Fred didn't abide by that.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Here's a text on the text line, which is 97107. You can text us anytime with your comment this morning, which says, why do I doubt that she said anything politely to them?
Yeah.
That was all aggression.
Did you see the photo of her?
Yes.
Which is classic.
Yes.
She's got her finger in the air she's in a wheelchair, and she's got her finger in the air to everybody who had to get off the plane as they're rolling her by.
They see me rolling.
Does she have a texter wants to know if she has a human attorney or a squirrel attorney. What do you think it is?
She was riding squirrely. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, it is 6:41. We got lots of news to get to, and we will get to it next during the 7 o'clock hour. I am giving away Red Sox playoff tickets, game number 1 of the ALCS, Sox-Houston. The guys were loose yesterday, out playing soccer over at Fenway, working on their foot skills and all the rest of that, Chew.
Okay.
And so ALCS set to get underway at Fenway Park tomorrow night, and I have a pair of tickets to give away if you are listening during the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Breaking news at 6:50. Before the break, we heard from emotional support squirrel lady.
Yes.
Who was kicked off the Frontier Airlines flight for trying to bring her emotional support squirrel on board. Now, this morning, we are hearing from the squirrel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Well, I guess this is it, old pal. Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Okay, all right. That passes. That passes for content on a Friday,
I'll take that.
Right?
Boy, you guys really don't have anything going on today, do you?
I'm getting a support moose then.
Are you?
LB has a support moose knuckle.
Oh.
Not very supportive. That thing needs to be supported.
In about a half an hour, it's the Hillman Huddle this week, and we'll be joined by Shaq Mason of the New England Patriots at 7:20. So we'll talk to him about that game on Sunday night against the Chiefs. And heads up, the Hillman Huddle guest next week.
Yes.
Is none other than a former BFF of someone on this program. Julian Bubs Edelman will be our guest on the Hillman Huddle next week.
Former.
Are you nagging him? Like, what's the goal here?
I'm just calling it like I see it. I mean, the man and I were besties. And then I had to jump up a rung and get TB12 to be the bestie, and I don't think Julian likes that. So he will be our guest next week during the Hillman Huddle, but Shaq Mason will be our guest at 7:20 this morning during the Hillman Huddle. We both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen,
yes,
to the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
And we may have lost touch during that time. However. However, our embrace today is one which reminds us of our friendship.
Absolutely.
Now please get away from me.
Now who are you again?
Huh? Who's this guy?
Owen? This is John on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Gregory. How are you, sir?
What's happening, my friend?
Gregory, I would just like to... You come up with some good material, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like when you say it that way...
No,
that...
you got some good material. You got. Yeah. I mean, I can chuckle during your show, but I almost just threw up when I just heard that stupid squirrel bit.
Oh, you
what
did?
What was that?
Yeah. Well, that was live, actual eyewitness audio.
That was terrible, Greg. Come on, bud. You know better than that.
That was from the squirrel... who tried to get on a flight with a woman.
Well, I guess this is it, old pal. Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, did you hang up on him? Oh, never mind. I was gonna tell that guy.
What were you gonna tell him? What were you gonna tell him?
When you have your own show, you can tell it. Hill Dog's been doing this for like 30 years, bud. I don't know why you have to call and question him. It's Friday. It's practically next Tuesday in my world. Just people.
Now,
people. We're going to have a good day. Bruins won last night.
We heard from LB yesterday during the 9 o'clock hour. In case you missed it, he had a heart procedure done. And he expects to be getting out of the hospital today or tomorrow.
Unless they find something else.
He was talking about... being back in here on Monday. I don't want him to rush it, but
we don't want him in here.
No, we do. We want him back and we miss him but we don't want him to overexert himself. I mean, this is
right.
A lot of physical labor involved in this job every day.
We
don't want him to get. See, what's going to happen is he's going to come in here on Monday and Hostile Mike is going to call.
Oh, Jesus, no.
George.
We need like a pro call screener in here on Monday.
George is going to call and tell him he has only one job, and then all of a sudden he's going to go into defib AFib or whatever.
God, do me a favor, okay? All right. No, you know what the worst thing about Monday is going to be is he's probably going to want to sit down, and then Greg and I both have to squeeze our asses past him anytime we have to go in or out of the studio. Sorry, kid. Let me just move my dumper out of the way.
Now,
hold on.
A texter is asking 857 texter if LB had had a previous heart procedure.
It's entirely possible.
I can't remember.
Excuses LB hasn't used yet.
He did. You guys, we made him go to the hospital.
But nothing ever came of that.
But he didn't have a procedure, but it was a heart thing, right?
Yeah.
They said it was a heart
thing.
They
did. Yeah. And then he got all high and mighty about, I'm fine. You guys wasting my time.
Yes,
he was spazzy over there, like, you really care about me, making me go to the hospital. Wasted the whole day. I had to sit in traffic on the way back to whatever.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Mantown is in crisis this morning. Oh. I think we need to discuss it.
Okay. All right.
And now, WAAF's Hillman Morning Show presents Mantown in Crisis.
I think this is something that a lot of people have worried about and hopefully has not come to fruition for them. But there's a guy in Peru who divorced his wife after he saw her with another man on Google Street View.
Really?
Yeah. You see that car come by, you're with somebody you're cheating on your spouse with, you better duck.
I don't use that.
Okay.
Can you see that closely?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, you can.
So they'll blur out things like faces, license plates, identifying characteristics of people and vehicles. However, I saw the screenshots from this particular guy's case, and it would be pretty clear, like, if you knew this woman,
so
you
the face
know it
wasn't
was her.
Blurred out.
It was blurred out, but, like, from the body and the hair and her style, he probably could tell pretty easily that it was her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I saw a picture of you with your face blurred out on Google Street Maps, I'd be like, oh, Greg's training for a 5K.
Yeah.
And he's walking. That's so weird.
So, and he ended up, he was able to divorce her?
Yeah.
That was a, where were they, walking into a no-tell motel?
Oh, no,
what
no,
were
no.
They, what were they
oh,
doing?
Oh, no. Yeah. She was sitting on a bench with the guy lying on the bench with his head in her lap, and she was playing with his hair.
Oh.
It's very incredible. There's no way you could explain that away, ever. ever.
God. Yeah, there's all sorts of great things on Street View. I think there's a couple of websites out there that have collected photos of someone getting robbed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Strange cars in someone's driveway where they figured out, you know, his buddy was sleeping with his wife.
Right.
You know, people passed out on their lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Sports director says he can't make it into work today because he's sick and then he's outside in Newport having fun with Richie and Snacks.
Doing some public drinking.
Snacks is out. Snacks is out. You got to keep up. Yeah. Just Richie.
All right. Texter says he matched the clothing. They're saying read the article, Danielle.
Okay, the article I have didn't mention the clothes, so why don't you relax, guy?
Oh,
you
want
to come on and do my job for a day? You're more than welcome. I'll take a day off. I have a personal day coming to me. Piss off.
Oh, jeez.
Friday, I'm not going to let you ruin my good mood. Enough time to stop for coffee this morning, so I'm already minus one.
What happened? Why?
I was just running a few minutes late, and I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want a chance having to take that 5-minute loop around the block to go pick up my coffee.
Yeah.
Even though the app does make it very easy for you to order, but I didn't want to risk it.
So. Well, some people can't function without their coffee.
That's
I would
right.
be one of those people. I have to have coffee every morning.
Now let me ask you this though, quickly: do you rely on the coffee for the caffeine or the routine?
I'm assuming it's the caffeine, but it might be the routine.
I don't know. Caffeine doesn't really affect me that much. Like, I don't have a coffee and then I'm like, oh, I feel energized. I think it's just the stopping, the getting the coffee, the holding it in my hand, the putting the straw in my mouth. Oh.
And great. Now that you've used the word routine, I have to have poutine for lunch. All right.
I'm addicted to poutine.
Are you?
That's
really?
For sure. Yeah, I'll admit it. My name's Mike. Mm-hmm. I love cheese curds.
It's got to be the real cheese curds, though.
Yeah, it has to be.
Like, some people mail it in and they just sprinkle some cheese on it.
That's not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.